phone from somewhere?
Sitting in front of the radio here doing a little FT8. I'm an FT4. I think Chandler's in there. Chandler's in there too.
Well, that must have been that other station I heard. I couldn't make out who it was. Chandler, if that's you, you need to boost your power or get out of that hole. There you go. Now we can hear you, Bubby. So, are you doing any good, Dave? You getting any good, decent contacts?
I've hit contact with England. That's about it right now. Everything else has been kind of local. I say local in the United States. I decided I'd, go for the 50 state thing award. I'm on 20 meters right now.
So, what's the difference between FT4 and FT8?
Well, basically, there's usually not as many people on, especially during the day. Now, in the evening, it's pretty busy on FT4, but you only transmit and receive for 7.5 seconds instead of 15, so it's twice as fast.
Technical difference in the two, huh?
And you can just, you can just go up there on your WSJTX software to mode and click on mode and then scroll down to FT4 and it'll just switch you right over. And the transmit and receive bars are wider, and they cover a bigger span of space or frequency, I guess. And but anyway, it's basically the same thing.
So now I'm going to have to go home and try the FT8, and on top of that, I'm going to have to go home and I'm going to have to try the 2 meter sideband. See how I do there. And now I've got a whole list of stuff that I've got to try.
Okay, talking about FT8 and FT4, I want to try CW. I'm
gonna get in here and learn the code first. Learn the code?
Probably gonna try and do that this weekend if I have time.
Dave, it takes longer than a weekend to learn it.
Chandler, hats off to you if you can learn in a weekend. Oh, me. But, it helps being a musician like myself because there is a rhythm to it, and or at least, like, if you're a percussionist or something, then, because the secret to CW is to listen for words and not just single letters. And once you get to that point, then you've pretty much arrived.
Pat, how much code do you guys have?
I'm code.
W. If you can transmit your voice the same as you can transmit your CW, why do the CW?
Because to know this code is a good mic skill.
I'm with you, but I'm sure they were probably saying, because you can go a lot further on a lot less power with CW.
Jumping in and playing, I've got a key, that's about as far as I've got with CW.
I can go all around the entire world. There's not an area that I haven't been able to hit. South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Taiwan, anywhere in the Pacific Rim, Antarctica, Arctic. There's nowhere that I haven't been able to hit with voice. So like I said, unless we're transmitting CW to the moon, why do I need the CW?
With all those aliens out there on other planets, you know, not everybody has your setup, Steve. I mean, 50-foot tower, you got the beam that, you know, from heaven, you don't even need a tuner for the stupid thing. So, I would kill to have that kind of setup here where I'm at.
Yeah, Steve, no one has it like you do.
Using that word was metaphorically speaking.
Okay, so just for me then, I just don't see the need for CW for me. But, you know, a lot of the old timers love to do it, so. So when are you going to jump in the code, Dave?
Get bored with every other mode.
For CW. I found morsel.fun, and it's a Wordle, but it's for CW. It's morsle.fun, and I play around with that just for practice. It actually makes, you can adjust the word per minute from 5 to 40.
Great way to teach yourself the code. Chandler, that sounds like it'd be something right up your alley if you can go online.
We'll definitely do that. Morsel.com, right?
Yes, Morsel.com. It makes learning it fun. You're not just sitting there, you know, just drilling the same thing over and over. It comes up with a word, and then you choose the speed to play it, and it's got the code on the alphabet on the screen, and you just work through and figure out what the word is.
I know that today.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. Just working on an old radio here. It's N4QNB, Quebec, November. Victor, can you just tell me if my signal's getting out readable?
Peter, just fine, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Now I'll get back to fiddling with the wiring. Thanks again. It's N4QNB, clear.
Dave, I'm going to bail on you, buddy. Y'all have a good day. 73 is K4, VWA clear.
Jeez, behave now. 73 is K4, WWC.
All right, Steve, I know you're not going to behave, so I'm not going to tell you to behave. Just don't get caught. I don't want to have to pay you out like I did last weekend, but anyway. So, we'll talk to you later, K4VWA, KB4CBA. Chandler, I'm gonna get off 2 meters here and focus, my attention to, the FG4 here. It's kind of hard to do both at the same time.
Well, I enjoyed the few shows while it lasted. Thank you very much, and hope to talk to you later on down the log. 73 K4 WWE clear.
We'll talk again soon. You have a good day. And 73 KB4CBA clear.
Everybody, this is Ben in the car line, KO4DEW, I'm clear.
Please, Ben, good talking to you, KO4ZDWC.